skipped away from Boxall. Might have been a foul there, doesn't matter. Full-time whistle goes. It's a piece of history for Melbourne City. Their first ever finals goals and their first ever finals win. And now the tasty prospect of a Melbourne derby at Etihad Stadium next Friday.
The boys are talking about in the dressing room, it's probably going to be, you know, one of the biggest games in the A-League's history. As a spectacle, and to be a part of it, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, the call from last week. Melbourne City win over Wellington. Eric Partaloo as well, talking about the game tonight. It has arrived. Etihad Stadium, there'll be 50,000 plus there for the victory in City Clash. You can catch it all unfold on Fox Sports. Adam Peacock is the main man there. He joins us. Hello, Adam.
How are you going?
Going well. Are you excited, Adam?
Of course I am.
Good. Good. Well, you should be, because this, we are building up. We've been building up this all week, and the whole town is talking about this, Adam.
Yeah, it's good. I'm obviously removed from it up here in Sydney, but I can imagine what it's like down there. You Melbourne types don't mind pumping up your own tyres, and with good reason this week. Very good reason. Eric Partaloo is right. It's one of the biggest games in the history of the A-League. Not the biggest, though. That's next week, I would dare say. But hopefully those players, all players involved tonight, are viewing it as the biggest game in the history of the A-League, because it is so important for both sets of fans. And the occasion should be simply magnificent at a rocking Etihad Stadium.
It is going to be rocking. Well, let's focus on the mind games of the week. The City boys have been very quick to dismiss the chances, or sort of play quiet on their chances and say the pressure's all on the victory. They're the ones that have come this far and dominated the competition. They've got to win this, otherwise it's a big choke fest. What have you made of the mind games?
Always look at those as if to say, well, okay, the people saying it, put yourself in the position of failure at full time and see how you feel. And I dare say both sides of the fence, be it Melbourne City or Melbourne Victory, if they lose tonight, will feel as bad as each other. So that then leads back to pre-game and the pressure and everything like that. It's almost irrelevant, all that talk, because really, when it comes down to it, it is about the moments on the field and what you feel like at the end of it. So who has more pressure, whatever. They're both under pressure. They're both under as little pressure or as much pressure as they put themselves under. But the point is, they have to win the game of football to get into a grand final. So it's all a bit of, bluster and irrelevance before the fact.
If you're the Victory, let's talk a bit of tactics for the game. If you're the Victory, are you trying to lock down Aaron Moyne, take him out of the contest? Do you man him up?
Yeah, I don't know if they man him up. I honestly believe Melbourne Victory, and the way they go about things, is that they concentrate solely on their purpose on the football field. And their big purpose tonight is to move the ball as quickly forward as possible and get Ben Calfella, get Barbarousis or Archie if he's starting, or get Berisha isolated with the rear guard of Melbourne City. If they do that, and when they do it, Melbourne Victory, they do it better than anyone in the competition. Now, Wellington Phoenix were maybe the nearest thing to it in the competition. They were way off last week, and Melbourne City were able to contain, lock down, nullify what the threat was around them. If Melbourne Victory play with the verve and the pace that they can, Melbourne City could be in for a bit of a rough night.
So, all right, let's talk about City then. What do they need to do? They've got to lock the ball down, do they?
Yeah. They need to... Last week, I was really impressed with their structure. Previous times, it looks like they're a bit all over the shop and they're a bit uninspired, a bit unsure of themselves looking around. Last week, they knew exactly what they had to do. Now, this was against an opponent. I keep on going back to Wellington being out of form. This was an opponent unsure of themselves. So that gave them a foothold in the contest, and they grew throughout it and did very well, and Josh Kennedy pops up with that first goal. So if Melbourne City are able to nullify what Melbourne Victory are about, as I just explained before, in the first half, they're very much a chance. And the longer it goes, the longer they stay with, because they're going to have to stay with their opponents for stretches of the game.
Yep.
If they do that, they might cause a bit of frustration. And Melbourne Victory, on occasions this season, especially in the second half, have been the architects of their own demise, just coming up with mistakes and errors defensively from nowhere. So that's Melbourne City's best chance, in my opinion, anyway.
So who wins? What's the outcome?
I think Victory. I think Victory, too many big players, too many quality players. Not to say that Melbourne City don't have that, but I just think at this stage, Melbourne Victory are a better football fan. I expect to shine through, and it will have a little effect as well, the short turnaround. And yeah, I'm not sure Josh Kenny is going to be able to be at his absolute premium after a short turnaround and a long flight last week.
It's going to be a huge event in Melbourne Town tonight. 50-plus thousand, as we said, at Etihad Stadium. Victory in Sydney, according to Adam Peacock. Victory win that clash, which means they'll take on the winner of Sydney FC and Adelaide United tomorrow night. So who wins that one?
I think Sydney FC. So it'll be Melbourne Victory, Sydney FC next week. And given my tipping next week, in the past year, we're looking forward now to an Adelaide-Melbourne City Grand Final next Sunday, diabolical doesn't even begin to explain it. This is really hard to call. This is really even Sydney FC and Adelaide. Graham Arnold will be up all night, up all week, worrying his head off. And he worries well, Graham. He's a world champion at the art of trepidation. So, yeah, it's too hard to split. I mean, Sydney FC, if they were playing this game away from home, I'd be much more confident than what I am about them playing at home, because their record at home has been nowhere near as good.
All right, Sydney FC, Melbourne Victory. They're the winners this week, according to Adam Peacock. You can catch him and the whole team on Fox Sports across the weekend tonight from 7 for the big one with Victory and City. Have a great time, mate. Enjoy your weekend. I look forward to chatting to you Monday.
Yeah, should be good. Thanks, Arthur. Have a good one.